The formation team reads: The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Welcome to episode 6 of The Formation Team Reads: The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. My name is Jonah Brandley, and I am your host for this season. In the last episode, we saw the four siblings escape the coming crowd of party guests touring the castle. The siblings decided to hide in the wardrobe, and we find out in this episode what they will find there. If you are a first-time listener, I direct you to the first episode of the series, where we go over the reasons we had in creating the podcast and what our expectations are in this endeavor. For all returning listeners, welcome back. I'm so glad you can make it. Without further ado, let us get to the meat and potatoes of episode 6 of The Formation Team Reads: The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. At the start of the chapter, the siblings realize the wardrobe they entered is much bigger than they were expecting. Peter finds a tree branch is sticking him in his back, and Susan is sitting on something cold and wet, which she later discovers is snow. They realize they have entered into the land of Narnia Lucy was telling them about for the last few days. Peter immediately asks for Lucy's forgiveness, which she quickly and graciously gives. They all decide to put on a fur coat from the wardrobe and explore. With Peter leading, the group heads a new way when Edmund speaks up and says, "Oughtn't we to be bearing a little more to the left if we are aiming for the lamppost?" Even though he is right, everyone stopped and looked at him in disbelief. By trying to look smart, Edmund revealed he had been lying when he and Lucy were just pretending. Edmund then realizes that since Lucy had been here before, maybe she should lead, and Lucy directs them to Mr. Tumnus's house. After they arrive at the Fawn's house, they discover it has been ransacked. Peter finds a note on the floor stating that the White Witch arrested Mr. Tumnus on the charges of comforting her said majesty's enemies, harboring spies, and fraternizing with humans. The siblings stand quietly, realizing the implications of this message and that they are not safe in Narnia. Lucy explains the White Witch to the others, and Susan proclaims that they must go home at once to stay safe. Lucy puts her foot down and says they can't leave. Mr. Tumnus was arrested because of her, and she has to rescue him from the witch. The group is conflicted, but Susan understands Lucy's conviction and agrees to help her rescue Mr. Tumnus with the two boys. They go outside, wondering where to go. Lucy hypothesizes that birds might be able to talk in Narnia, and points out a robin perched in a nearby tree. She asks the bird for directions, and the robin hops to a tree further away from them, but then stops and stares at the children. They quickly realize the bird wants them to follow it. As they follow, Edmund begins to grumble and grow frustrated at the situation, remembering his promise to the White Witch, and calls Peter back to talk to him. He starts to sow doubt in Peter's mind, saying they don't know whether the queen the note referred to is a witch like Lucy said, and, even if that's the case, what if the witch has a good reason for arresting Mr. Tumnus? This doesn't convince Peter, but he agrees the further the group follows the bird, the further away they are from the wardrobe and home. The chapter ends with this seed of doubt, and Peter and Edmund commenting that it is getting close to supper time. In this chapter, we see the consequences of Edmund's lying. Once Peter and Susan discover the magical lands of Narnia, they realize Edmund's cruelty and chastise him for it. He is then ignored and discounted for most of the rest of the chapter. This reminds me of the way my parents acted when they caught me not telling the truth as a kid. My parents discovered I was eating cookies before dinner, a time when I had been told explicitly not to eat them. I lied and said I wasn't eating cookies, but was sneaking healthy food before dinner. They uncovered the truth, and for the next few weeks, my credibility was always questioned. Whenever they asked me a question, they asked multiple times for verification, never sure if I was telling the truth or lying. Because I broke a rule, then lied about it, my parents doubted my integrity. That's what can happen when people catch you lying, They may not trust you anymore. As Christians, though, we understand that there is nothing we can ever do. No amount of lies we can tell that will make us undeserving of God's love and forgiveness. Knowing this, we are called to honor God by stopping lying and starting to tell the truth. This is in stark contrast to what Edmund did here. Instead of fessing up and admitting Lucy was right, he chooses to continue lying and tries to get revenge on Lucy by tarnishing her reputation with Peter. This is bound to have consequences later in the story. Spoiler alert. Thank you all again for joining me for another episode of The Formation Team Reads The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Before you all leave, I'd like to share a few questions you can talk about with your friends and family. 1. What was the last time someone caught you in a lie? It's okay, pretty much everyone slips up now and then. How did you respond? Was it like Edmund who tried to escape the pressure by making more lies? Or something else? 2. Are there instances in your life that have surprised you enough to change the way you look at the world? Have those experiences always been positive, or have some of them been negative or potentially dangerous? This officially marks the end of the episode, and I bid you all a wondrous farewell before signing off myself. What side is the bird on? Is it leading them to safety or to a dangerous encounter with the White Witch? Find out next time in The Formation Team Reads The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.